A long-forgotten Harlem event finally gets its due. In the new concert documentary, Summer of Soul, the film is now in cinemas and streaming on Hulu. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has this review.
It's no surprise to learn that a documentary focused on the 1969 Harlem Cultural Festival, an event so star-studded they called it the Black Woodstock, would be packed with jaw-dropping musical performances, including a little group on Motown called Gladys Knight and the Pips. But the concert footage in Summer of Soul is just now being revealed to audiences in 2021. The film is subtitled Or When the Revolution Could Not Be Televised, in a sly reference to a Gil Scott-Heron song, but it's also a wry comment on how such a momentous event for black people could be overlooked for decades. Summer of Soul recreates the festival's spirit, using the performances as inspiration to talk about a crucial time for black America. Take, for example, the Chambers Brothers' ode to Harlem, Uptown. Using that song as a backdrop, the film describes Harlem as a cultural oasis for black people. In a new interview, the Reverend Al Sharpton recalls debates back then over using violence to fight oppression.
The black community was divided between those that were advocating nonviolence, but most of my friends was with those that were saying self-defense and or words.
And if that means tearing up the community to gain our freedom, we will.
If this heady remix of interviews, ideas, and music feels like the work of a master DJ, well, that's because it is. Summer of Soul is the directorial debut of Amir Questlove Thompson, the renowned DJ, drummer, and producer. Questlove crams the movie with little scene, eye-popping live performances from stars like Sly and the Family Stone and Stevie Wonder. In new interviews, musicians reflect on what performing at the festival meant to them.
We were constantly being attacked because we weren't quote-unquote black enough.
That's Marilyn McCoo, member of the Fifth Dimension, tearing up while watching footage of their performance.
Sometimes we were called the black group with the white sound. We didn't like that. That was one of the reasons why performing in Harlem was so important to us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we wanted our people to know what we were about.
One of the film's most affecting moments comes when gospel legend Mahalia Jackson sings Take My Hand, Precious Lord. It was a favorite song of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who'd been assassinated 1 year earlier. Earlier in the film, the Reverend Sharpton explains why gospel is so important in black culture.
Gospel was the therapy for the stress and pressure of being black in America. We didn't go to a psychiatrist. We didn't go lay on a couch. We didn't know anything about therapists. But we knew Mahalia Jackson.
The Harlem Cultural Festival drew 300,000 people over 6 free concerts in the summer of 1969. Director Hal Tulchin filmed it all, but the Woodstock Festival, which occurred in the same year, completely overshadowed it. No TV or film companies were interested in the footage, which sat in Tulchin's basement for decades. That's why the work of Questlove and his producers in shaping the material into such an emotional, nostalgic, insightful story is so important. He's reclaimed a crucial moment in history, reminding the world of the resilience and power of black culture. I'm Eric Deggans.